Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
And welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Amen. Oh God, now we thank you. Thank you for the melody of songs that was given to you, oh God. Because you are worthy. Now, God, as always, we ask you to speak to me and speak through me that your word will go forth. That Father, hearing from you soothe our doubts and it calms our fears. Thank you. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we forever pray. Amen. Again, we are thankful for the obedience of our choir, for understanding the pastor's request that they may be protected and safe. But God is good. I tell the choir, don't get comfortable now.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be back in stride again soon. We want to thank God. We want to invite all of you here Wednesday night at 6 o'clock so we start our in-person Bible study back. Amen. And we ask you all to come back as we commune together in our Bible study. The book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter. Chapter 1. Commencing at verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as the Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Thank you. We want to talk on this thought, all things led to Calvary. Thank you, Ursus. All things led to Calvary. My brothers and sisters, Calvary was not an afterthought. Calvary didn't come into God's plan after man sinned. Calvary was in the plan even before Adam and Eve were created. This plan was in the heart of God way before sin was ever in the heart of Adam. Before Adam sinned in the garden, God had already started the plan into action that would culminate the death of Jesus on the cross. And in fact, as far as God is concerned, Jesus died before the world was even formed. Jesus was already pinned on the cross before Adam was formed out of the dust. The picture of grace from the cross was already given before Eve was deceived by the serpent. It's mind-boggling to believe and know that God had already had Jesus ready before Adam even sinned. As he was creating Adam and forming Adam out of the dust, giving Adam the commands not to eat of the tree of life and knowledge, he already knew Adam was going to do it. Before Adam pulled from the tree, he had Jesus hanging on the tree already. My brothers and sisters, Calvary was already in play. Never believe, my brothers and sisters, that Calvary came into the mind of God after he cast out Adam and Eve. He already had Calvary set before he formed this world. He already had Calvary set before he hung the stars in the sky. He already had Calvary set before he spoke everything into existence. He already had Calvary set when he pulled light out of darkness. He already had Calvary set before he grew the vegetation and the beautiful landscapes. He already had Calvary in play before he spoke the sea creatures into existence. He already had Calvary in play before he gave the birds the flap of their wings and the eagles to flow into a beautiful sky. He already had Calvary set before he made the clouds to hang in the sky without a string. He already had Calvary set before he put the blue into the sky, the birds in the bee, the hop in the kangaroo, the roe in the lion. He already had Calvary set. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus left heaven, he left heaven heading for Calvary. Being born in a manger was the road to Calvary. Changing water into wine was on the road to Calvary. Telling a man to pick up his bed and walk was on the road to Calvary. Taking a little boy's lunch and feeding 5,000 men, not counting women and children, was on his road to Calvary. Raising the dead in five different locations was on his way to Calvary. My brothers and sisters, you got to understand that everything that transpired in the life of Jesus, he was on his way to Calvary. Some people said, well, when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, he was on his way to Jairus' house. No, he was still on his way to Calvary. When he went to Jairus' house and touched the little girl and said, Talitha kama, means little girl, rise, he was doing it on his way to Calvary. When he gave sight to the blind, made the dumb talk, made the deaf hear, he was on his way to Calvary. When he was on the Sea of Galilee and stood on a raging storm and said, peace be still, he did it on his way to Calvary. I wish I had somebody to testify that everything that Jesus did, he was doing it on his way to Calvary. My brothers and sisters, when we look at Jesus and how he was beaten beyond human recognition, that Isaiah states that his vestments changed, that he no longer looked human anymore because they beat him and they whipped him. All of these things were done on his way to Calvary. Can you see him there? Can you see our Savior hanging there? With your sins and mine on his shoulders, a sinless Savior holding the sins of the world. Yeah, it happened 2,000 years ago, but the sin you're going to commit next week was already pinned to him on Calvary. And I wish I had just a few people that can celebrate with me this morning. And just thanks be to God that all that I've done, he could have been done away with me, but the blood of Jesus covers a multitude of my sins. He did it. All things led to Calvary. 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 Look at verse 18. For as ye know that they were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. When Jesus died on the cross, he was paying a debt that he did not owe. For those who owed the debt and could not pay. First of all, it led to Calvary because there was a debt that needed to be paid. Sin had to be dealt with. And the only way sin had to be dealt with, that had to be a blood sacrifice. And when Jesus died on the cross, his blood canceled our debts. And if you would only believe in him, the Bible tells us that this blood covers a multitude of sins. And see, for some of you perfect people, you may have one or two sins. But unfortunately, your pastor belongs in the multitude group. And even though you may have a one or two and I have a multitude, the blood can wash us all clean again. And the word of God teaches us that salvation does not come, as the text says, through silver and gold, or worthless religions, activities, and rituals. Salvation does not come in those things. In other words, we couldn't get ourselves out of sin. You don't have enough silver and gold to pay your way out of sin. You're not educated enough to think of a way to get out of sin. The only way you can be saved from the penalty of sin is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can get the precious blood of Jesus Christ, you got to go to him and ask him to forgive you, and he'll wash you clean again. Anybody can testify and say, my God is able? Amen. He didn't watch this. He says, not with corruptible things as silver and gold, or from your vain conversations. He uses vain conversation. Conversation refers to the method of life or the behavior of life or how we communicate. But then he says, don't let your conversation be vain. Vain means to be empty. In other words, when you are talking, you have to know what you're talking about. In other words, when we come here to church, our conversation should be vain, but should be positive. I come here not counting how many pews are empty, but thank God for the seats that are occupied. Is there anybody can testify and say God is able? Anybody can testify not to have vain conversation, but positive conversation. I come here to lift him up because he is worthy to be lifted up. Is that anybody know the God that I know have brought you from a mighty long way? If it had not been for the Lord, we all would have been dead sleeping in our grave, even pre-COVID, and it ain't post-COVID yet because cases are still rising. But can I tell you this? He took care of me before. He took care of me while I'm in. And look at some of you. Many of us have already had COVID and God has blessed us. And many of us have loved ones who've already died from COVID and you are still here. And you mean to tell me that you don't have a reason to praise God this morning? I wish I had somebody. When my eyes became open, I said, Lord, thank you. It's another day's journey and I'm happy about it. Jesus died on the cross. He provided the means why every lost, every bound sinner, trapped in the futility of wasted lives, can have an eternal hope in glory. Because he saved all of us. He went to Calvary because there was a debt to be paid, but then he had to go to Calvary because the death was in the plan. Because if you look at the text, in verse 20, it says, verily for who foreordained before the foundation of the world. The verse tells us, when you look at the word foreordained in the original Greek, it means advanced knowledge. In other words, when God has advanced knowledge, he also has advanced planning. That means foreordained before things were created, he had the cross and Calvary in the plan. And not only did God know what Jesus was going to do, but he planned what Jesus was going to do when he come into the world, before he came into the world. Before Mary even was approached by the angel, Jesus was already prepared to come here to take man's bond. And look, the cross did not catch Jesus by surprise. He didn't come here and ended up on the cross and say, Lord, how did I get here? He came here for that very, very purpose. He was predestined to be on the cross. And when you look at predestined, it comes from a Greek word, porizio. Porizio means to determine beforehand. That means if he was predestined to go on the cross, it was already determined by God that he would die on the cross before you and for nobody, anybody in the world would ever think about it. In other words, before sin entered the world, Jesus' death was already here. I wish I had somebody to testify. Don't think there's anything in your life that's catching God by surprise. God already would you know what you're going to do next week if you still be alive before he even come into your mind. Because he's that type of God. Time doesn't limit God. God is in the past, the present, and the future at the same time. Time limits us, but time doesn't limit God. God is already in the future waiting on you to catch up while he's in the present taking care of you at the same time. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know but the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to praise God just for the blood of Jesus, because death was already in the plan. Make no mistake. No one took Jesus' life. he gave his life. And you know, Reverend Kirk, what amazes me about Christ, all the lies on him, he never said nothing. Ridiculed him, never said nothing. Beat him, led him from hall to hall, he never said nothing. People called him a wine bibbler and all these things. He never tried to defend himself. But when Pilate messed around and told Jesus, I have the power to let you go, Jesus said, hold up. I normally wouldn't say nothing, but I need to set you straight. You, can I just say it in Ebonics? You ain't got no power over me. The only little power you do have, my father allowed you to have it that I can go to Calvary. In other words, Jesus would say, all I got to do is call a legion of angels. They'll come to my defense. And in any given moment, so don't get it twisted because you got me shackled and you got a little blood flowing for me to believe you got power. I'm just letting you do this. So not only was there a debt to be paid, not only was debt in the plan, but then third and finally, the dam had to be pardoned. Watch this. It says in verse 21, who by him do believe in God and raise him up from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. Now, he says, I died that you can be pardoned from your sin. Jesus came to give life and that we may have it more abundantly. And while Jesus died to make life more meaningfully, he also died to make eternity pleasant and available for all of us. Do you believe that you were on your way to hell before you met Jesus? And baby, let me tell you something. Hell is not a figure of imagination. Hell is a real place. A place of pain, a place of misery, a place of torment, a place of regret, a place of memory, a place of thirst, separation, loneliness, unending suffering, a terrible thing to deal with simply because you would not accept Jesus as your Savior. And I see people in church sometimes to get the fan in, but see, it ain't gonna do no good the fan in hell. Because there's nothing but heat. Even if you're fanning in church, you'll get a breeze every now and again. But in hell, there won't be no breeze every now and again. And I can't speak for you, Mount Zion, but I've experienced enough hell in my life to tie and go to a worse hell. But I've made up in my mind that Jesus is going to be my Savior. And even sometimes when you feel you got to walk alone, you walk by yourself, but he's right there to lead and guide you. You don't need a group of friends to give God praise. I wish I had somebody to testify and say, he's been good to me. Even if when family walk away, when friends walk away, God is still by my side. When he went to Calvary, God blessed us. And you know what's wrong with some of us? God has a right now blessing for you. But you got later on intentions. Somebody didn't get that. God has a right now blessing just for you. But you can't get it because you got later on intentions. God says, I'm willing to drop this blessing right now for you if you praise me right now. But in your heart, you're saying, I'll praise him later. I'm just not in the mood. You can't have later on intentions and want a right now blessing. Because David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And as we look at the route of the Via Dolorosa, As Jesus get ready to go to Calvary, the Via Dolorosa, watch this. It was the long route to Calvary. And that's one thing I love about Jesus. When he came to Calvary, he ain't take no shortcuts. Jesus went the long route. He was beaten because he went the long route. Crown of thorns were placed on his head because he went the long route. And when he made it to Calvary, the place of the skull, because it looked and it was shaped as a skull. But painters have confused us. As we look at Calvary in paintings, we would think it make Calvary looks like a nice hill, but Jesus just died on it. But can I educate you for a moment about this hill called Calvary? Calvary was on the outside of Jerusalem. Calvary was not an ordinary hill. Because Calvary, believe it or not, watch this. Calvary was a dump and a garbage heap. Dead carcasses was placed on the foot of Calvary. Of animals that have died in the city, they placed the carcasses on the hill of Calvary. All garbage that was disposed of, it was disposed at the foot of Calvary. See, you thought Calvary was a beautiful, but you can smell Calvary, the stench of Calvary, before you even get there. Jesus died on a garbage heap. He died around dead carcasses. Y'all ain't get it yet. Jesus is still dealing with garbage heaps today. He's still dealing with dead carcasses today. But it didn't stop him. Oh, y'all finna get it now. Although there were dead carcasses there and garbage there, it didn't stop him from going to Calvary. Your heart is nothing but garbage. Your heart is like a dead carcass. But if you call on him, it won't stop him from coming to your heart. I wish I had somebody to testify. So as I leave you here, everybody want to go to heaven. Everybody want heaven to be their home. You remember the testimony service? I stand before God, and I stand before you to give me my determination. My determination is to make heaven my home. And I ask the prayer of the righteous that we may both make it in. But can I tell you something? You can't be a Christian.